In Poland, voting is underway in the first round of presidential elections after the president, Lech Kaczynski, died in a plane crash in April. Only two candidates stand a chance of winning. One is Lech Kaczynski's identical twin and former prime minister, Jarosław Kaczynski. From Warsaw, Dave McGuire has the story.
The most remarkable aspect of this presidential campaign is that there really hasn't been much of one. Instead, Poland has been preoccupied with what caused the late president's plane to crash. And the country has experienced its deadliest flooding in years, so an already subdued campaign has been almost silent. Journalist and author Andrzej Stankiewicz says even when the candidates are campaigning, they're not saying much.
It's more about the feelings. Feelings are important in politics, but in this campaign, they are just feelings and nothing else.
It's the feelings that Poles have about Jarosław Kaczynski that matter. Politics in the last decade in Poland have been largely defined by the twins, Jarosław while he was prime minister, and his late brother Lech as president. Lech was the family man, the romantic. Jarosław was the strategist, the one who didn't have a bank account, and lived in his mother's house with his cat. But many Poles eventually tired of the twins' leadership, finding it divisive and vitriolic. Jarosław has to change his image, according to his close advisor, Jadwiga Staniszkis.
He has to change everything, his image, because he was seen as a very brutal player and very aggressive.
But now Jarosław's story of grief has taken over. Staniszkis says he didn't just lose his identical twin. He lost half of his identity.
It is not just brother who was killed. It was such a unique division of personality, emotions located with Lech, intelligence and will located with Jarosław Kaczynski. And in a sense, now he has to rebuild.
Since beginning his campaign in earnest, Kaczynski has been notably polite and quiet. He made a personal appeal to the people of Russia, asking for friendship. And he's talked a lot about cooperation with his arch rivals in the civic platform government. But the effort to revamp his image has hit some rough spots.
Myśląc o Polsce, często wspominam symbole naszej historii.
The music of national hero Frédéric Chopin plays underneath the first Kaczynski television ad. In it, Jarosław plants oak saplings and talks about the importance of Poland throughout history. But as journalist Andrzej Stankiewicz explains, the appeal to Polish traditions did not ring true.
To be a real man, you have to plant a tree, to build a house, and to have a son. But the problem is that he hasn't built a house because he still lives with his mother and he has no family, so no son.
Jarosław Kaczyński. Polska jest najważniejsza.
It's likely that a second round will be necessary between Kaczyński and his main opponent, Bronisław Komorowski, meaning Poland won't have a new president until July. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
You're listening to NPR News.